God bless you, something new this year. Now today is the Lord's Day, it's a Sunday, so we're here to celebrate the Lord. And today is also Valentine's Day, so it's a celebration of love. So do you know the chance of having a Lord's Day, a day of love, right, and a New Year Day, all at the same day, once in a lifetime?
知道如果一个人碰上有一天是这三个节日都碰在一天是多大的几率吗？是一辈子有一次。
Yeah, so today is our special day.
所以今天很特别。
And this New Year, we're very blessed to have my sister-in-law's family to come and join us to celebrate New Year.
这个中国新年，我们今年很蒙福，因为有我太太的姐姐他们一家来这里跟我们一起度过。
And I think we're all blessed to be here today to celebrate the Lord's Day together.
我想我们今天能一起在这里度过主日，也是很蒙福的。
So can I ask you to show the slide? Okay. So why don't we greet each other? You know, just a 2 minute and say this, okay? God bless you something new this year. Okay. Okay, well, let us begin the word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father,
天父,
we ask that your Holy Spirit would fill this place today. And celebrate the New Year with us. Open my lips and open our hearts.
就是帮助Joseph也帮助我们的心能够敞开。
So that your Son would be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, I think we all greet the New Year with both hope and fear. You know, will I get a job this coming year in this economy? Will my health improve this year? So we all have hope and fear for this coming year. Now in the Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 8, there is a verse that I would like to read. All things are wearisome, more than one can say. The eye never has enough of seeing, or the ear is full of hearing. What has been will be again. What has been done will be done again. There is nothing new under the sun.
传道书1章8节，这里有一段话说：万事令人厌烦，人不能说尽，眼看不饱，耳听听不足，已有的事后必再有，已行的事后必再行，日光之下并无新事。
Nothing new under the sun. That means nothing new in this physical world.
这里说日光之下并无新事，就是说我们在这个世界物质的世界，人并没有不会再看到一些新鲜的事情了。Thousands
of years ago, we had war, and today we have war.
几千年前我们一直有战争，现在我们还是有。There
was earthquake in 2009 in Sichuan, and recently an earthquake in Haiti.
我们在2009年看到四川经历过地震，今年我们看到海地也有地震。
There was divorce 2,000 years ago within the Bible, and there's divorce today.
我看几千年前有离婚，现在也是有很多离婚。
There is nothing new under the sun.
在日光之下并无新事。
We get up in the morning, we go to work.
我们早上起来，然后去上班。
We come home, we have dinner, and we go to bed. And then we get up in the morning, next morning, and then we go to work again, and then life goes on.
第二天我们起来，去上班，然后就每天的日子都是这样。
And eventually we became old and die.
然后最后我们都老了，我们就死去。
This has been the way for thousands of years.
几千年来人都是如此度过。
There's nothing new under the sun.
日光之下并无新事。
This fact is very depressing.
这些事实会让我们觉得很抑郁。
That's why people long for something new.
这就是为什么很多人每个人都会盼望有一些新的东西出现。
Something different from this dead end life.
一些跟我们这个人生的死胡同不太一样的新的东西。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, Paul says, "Therefore, if anyone's in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away." Behold, all things have become new.
哥林多后书五章十七节说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Let me ask you, what is more important, to receive something good or take away something bad?
让我问你一个问题，你是觉得接受一件好的东西好呢，还是挪去一个不好的东西比较好，比较重要？
Well,Think of a simple example. If a person win a free vacation, right, to travel around the world, but then he has cancer, can he enjoy the vacation?
例如我们想到有一个人他假设他赢了一个机会是可以免费旅游周游世界的，但他却得了癌症，那他就没有办法享受了。
You see, one bad apple spoils the whole bunch.
对，像是一个坏苹果就可能烂掉一筐。
There cannot be anything good until you take away the bad.
如果我们不把我们筐里的那个烂苹果拿走的话，其他的剩下的这一筐也没有用啊。
So in the same way, Jesus, who died for our sin, removed our sin so that we can have a new life.
耶稣他为我们死，就是为了抹去我们生命中的罪，让我们可以有一个新的生命。
See, sin is like a spiritual cancer. Unless that spiritual cancer is taken out from us, we really cannot have a new future, a new life.
罪在我们生命里就好像是灵性里面的癌症，如果我们不把它除去，我们没有办法享受一个真正的人生。
In Matthew chapter 26, Jesus said that this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sin.
马太福音二十六章二十八节说，因为这是我立约的血，为多人流出来，使罪得赦。
See, Jesus' blood is probably the best blessing of all because it removes the worst thing in our life, and that is sin.
耶稣的血才是最好的祝福，因为它抹去我们生命中最严重的累罪。
See, people, many people take bath before the New Year because they want to celebrate a New Year with a new clean body.
很多人喜欢在新年的时候洗澡，就可以除去身上的灰尘，可以有一个新的干净的身体来过年。
But that's just the surface. See, the blood of Jesus washed away the dirt in our spirit.
但这样子的做法只是很表面的，而耶稣的血是可以洗净我们的里面的罪。
And this dirt is sin.
我们灵里面的灰尘，这个灰尘就是我们的罪。
If a person is washed by the blood of Jesus, he will not be condemned by God.
如果一个人他被耶稣的血覆盖洁净了，上帝就不会再咒诅他。
He can have a new beginning.
他就可以有一个新的开始。
You know, this year is the year of the tiger.
今年是虎年。
And it reminds me of Tiger Woods.
那我想到一个 Tiger Woods。
We all know Tiger is the greatest golf player ever walked on the face of the earth.
我们知道他是就是历代以来最有名、最厉害的高尔夫球手。
But because of his sexual sin, he was ashamed and is hiding from the public.
但因为他在性方面的罪，他一度就是很羞耻，退出公众的视野。
And one thing we can learn from this is that all the money and fame he has cannot buy back his honor.
从他的经历来看，我们学到一件事，就是他所有的奖杯和财富其实都买不回他的尊贵。
There is no doubt Tiger will return to golf in the year of the Tiger.
今年 无疑他还是应该会回到 球场上来赛场上。
So he will be back this year. But the question is, whether is he going to come back as an old tiger, or is he going to come back as a new tiger with a new heart?
但问题是他这次回来是还是像以前的那样一个旧的人回来，还是会变成一个改过自新的新人回来？
As shameful as the things the tiger has done, Jesus' blood can redeem him.
就连他所做的一些羞耻的事情。
Yeah, there is no sin that the blood of Jesus cannot wash away. The only one who can make tiger new is Jesus. So let us pray that tiger will become a new creation this year. Now,many times people wear new clothes, you know, to celebrate the New Year. But new clothes is only external. In Ephesians, Paul wrote about new self. So he wrote, you were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self.Which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your mind, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
保罗写道，如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的，又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人。这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
So when we put our faith in Jesus, we get a new spirit, and that's the spirit of Jesus, and that is the Holy Spirit.
所以当我们用信心接受耶稣的宝血的时候，我们就有了一个心灵，就是耶稣的灵住在我们里面，是圣灵。
The Holy Spirit is much better than new clothes. The Holy Spirit changes us inside out.
圣灵比新年的新衣服要好得多，它可以让我们从里到外的发生改变。
In Romans chapter 12, Paul wrote, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, which means a new way of thinking.
保罗在罗马书十二章二节说，心意更新而变化，就是我们的心思思维方式要变化。
I believe that our mind cannot be transformed unless we have the Holy Spirit.
我相信如果我们的心意能更新变化，只能是通过圣灵的工作。
That's why we should pray, Oh, change me, O Lord.
所以我们应该祷告，求经常说主，你来改变我。
That's the kind of prayer that God listens to mostly.
就是神他最愿意听的祷告。
You know, I used to feel upset when I get more email from church than from school.
过去我有时候会接到很多的 email 是教会发的，包括我学校的 email， 我就会有时候觉得不开心。
Yeah, because I'm a professor. This is not right.
因为我是教授，我觉得这样太多不好。
But God changed my attitude.
但后来神改变了我的态度。
You know, I now think that it's an honor to serve God.
让我认识到现在被他拣选来服侍是一个荣誉。
So a few years ago, when there is like coworker inauguration, I wore a new pair of shoes just to show God that I really an honor, you know, to be chosen by you.
所以几年前在同工就职的时候，我特意穿上一双新鞋，我心里跟神说，我很觉得很荣誉可以来服侍你。
Well, since today is Valentine's Day, I would like to say to all husband and wife that may God increase your love.
因为今天是情人节，我想对所有的先生和太太们说，愿神来增加你们的爱情。
I think a few months ago, when Pastor Sue, at this church service, he was asking couples, you know, to renew their vow.
几个月前，我们有一次主日崇拜，徐牧师让已经结婚的，就是对自己的配偶能够重新立下立誓言。
And then Wen Chao, you know, he ran up to sit with his wife Liu Wei, and so that they can do the vow together.
我就看到文超当时马上就 坐到他太太刘伟旁边，他们一起来重新立誓言。
Yeah, it is wonderful to see a man who have a desire to improve his marriage.
看到一个人有渴望来持守改进他们的婚姻是一件很美好的事。
Yes, let us pray that this year God will transform the minds of the husbands.
让我们祷告说这一年神可以改变很多丈夫们的心。
Yeah, see, the old self complained, but the new self thank God.
我们的老我会抱怨，但我们的新我可以选择赞美神。
The old self fight, but the new self make peace.
老我会争斗，新我寻求和睦。
Yes, new self can be only be obtained through Christ.
我们的新我只能通过耶稣来得到。
On Friday, the Hong Kong Fellowship, we wrote our forward blessings on those red papers.
我们在上周三晚上期的聚会，我们写了一些在红色纸上写了一些祝福的话。
Yeah, it was meaningful and fun.
我觉得很有意思，也很好玩。
During the New Year, you know, many people wish each other better luck.
新年的时候，很多人是希望有好运。
The Chinese call luck, yuan qi. 是不是？yuan
qi.
又次。But in Jeremiah 29, this is what God said. I mean, God actually said this directly. He said that, I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future.
在耶利米书29章这里说耶和华说我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念不是降灾祸的意念要叫你们幕后有指望
Let me ask you Would you rather have the spirit of luck or God in your future?
那我 问你一个问题你愿意未来是有运气呢还是有上帝的带领
See in Chinese New Year, right? We always say恭喜发财。
我们新年的时候经常会说恭喜发财。
Yeah, we wish each other, you know, financial prosperity.
我们会希望祝福对方都财富足。
Well. Okay. So let's look at Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3.
那我们看以弗所书一章三节。
See, Paul mentioned a greater kind of prosperity.
保罗在这里提到一种更大的财富。
Okay, let's see what he says. Blessed be the God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ.
保罗说，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Now Chinese call blessings 福，哎，是不是？
中国人会把福气blessing 读福。
But 福 originates from heaven, not on earth. You have to understand this.
真正的福不是来自世界，而是来自天上。
So if you look at the common picture in Chinese, see, the 福 is turned upside down.
中国人会把福倒过来挂。
It is as though 福 is really from heaven.Come down to earth.
就好像真的是从天而降，从上往下。
See, Jesus has to sacrifice himself on earth so that we can receive blessings from heaven.
耶稣在世上的时候，他牺牲自己，好让我们领受天上来的祝福。
See, there are many riches that money cannot buy.
实际上，很多的富足是金钱不能买来的。
See, I'm an economist, so I know that many economists are trying to value the price of a good marriage.
我是学经济学的，很多经济学家会试图为美满的婚姻做一个估价。
Some estimated the monetary value of a good marriage exceeds $1 million.
有人说一个美满的婚姻它的价值超过100万。
So that means couples have good marriage, they are millionaire already.
所以一对夫妻如果他们的婚姻美满他们已经就是百万富翁了
See, true prosperity is having spiritual riches
真正的富足是属灵上的富足
And the greatest prosperity is to have Jesus Christ
最大的属灵的财富就是有耶稣。
In Ecclesiastes chapter 5,
在传道书五章十九节。
When God gives any man wealth and possession, and enables him to enjoy them, to accept his lot and be happy in his work, this is a gift from God.
传道书说，神赐人资财丰足，使他能以吃用，能取自己的份，在他劳碌中喜乐，这乃是神的恩赐。
This means to be able to enjoy what one has is a blessing from God.
这就是说，一个人他可以为自己所拥有的喜乐，就是神的恩赐。
And it is an even greater blessing than to simply have more.
这样子的喜乐，这样子的福气比想要更拥有更多的福气更大。
See, during January, my family went to Disney World for the first time.
一月份的时候，我们全家第一次去了迪士尼乐园。
Surprisingly.Florida was as cold as Ithaca. But we enjoy our time. See, not everyone can go to Disney World. And even if one can go to Disney World, one might not go as a whole family. And even if one can go as a family, he or she may not enjoy it.See, there are many rich people who travel a lot but are not very happy. But I could go to Disney, I could go with my family, and I can enjoy it. See, this to me is a blessing.Of course, you don't need to go to Disney World. You can go take a walk in Stewart Park for free and still enjoy it.
那我们建议都要去迪士尼乐园去开心。如果神祝福你的话，你也可以去 Stewart Park 去散步，也是很大的福气。
That's right. To enjoy is a gift from God.
喜乐的心是神给的祝福。
I'm sure you've heard of a lyric in a song that goes, "Let the poor say I'm rich."
像大家听过一首歌词，就是让贫穷者说我是富足的。
Just picture a man living in a modest house, drive an old car, but there's joy inside him.
你可以想象有一个人，他可能住的房子一般，他也开只是开辆旧车，但他心中有一种喜乐。
You know, he treats people kindly, he helps others.
他会友善的对待别人，他也会帮助别人。
He might not be wearing expensive clothes on the outside, but he got Jesus inside. He is poor, but yet he is rich. Another blessing we have through the blood of Jesus is protection. Like during the year of Passover, during the eve of Passover, the Israelites put blood of the lamb on the doorpost to keep the death angel away. Now similarly, on Chinese New Year Eve, Chinese put red cloth or red paper or phrases on the door to keep the evil spirit away.
有点相似的是，中国人过年的时候也会在门框上贴上红色的春联，让写不好的灵远离他们。
Yeah, 过年 like Passover, very similar.
过年也有点像 Passover.
Now, also in New Year, Chinese uses firecrackers to scare away evil spirits.
新年的时候，中国人也会放鞭炮。最开始的起源也是为了把那个不好的东西吓跑。
But the devil is not scared of loud noises. The devil is only scared of Jesus.
但魔鬼并不怕这些吵的声音，而是怕魔鬼只怕耶稣。
So let me tell you a story about my grandmother-in-law.
想跟大家分享我奶奶的故事，一件故事。
My grandmother-in-law used to be a Buddhist.
我太太的奶奶，她是一个佛教徒以前。
And she followed all the traditional ways of celebrating Chinese New Year.
他就是按照传统的方式去过中国的新年。
After she came to America, my wife Sarah told her about Jesus and heaven.
他来美国以后，我太太 Sarah 告诉他关于耶稣和关于天堂的事情。
But my grandmother-in-law wondered, is there really such a wonderful place like heaven?
我太太的奶奶就是她不相信，她觉得难道她不相信？她说真的有这样一个地方叫天国吗
？She believed in reincarnation.
她相信轮回。
When she was about 9 years old, she lived with her daughter near Boston. Her daughter, that's my mother-in-law, near Boston.
当她快九十多岁的时候，她就去跟她的女儿一起住在Boston.
So every day she would walk to the window and pray to the Buddha goddess Guan Yin.
她每天就会走到窗前，然后会就像
And during a period of time, she even mentioned seeing a girl in red dress running around the house.
她有一段时间，经常会看到，一个穿红色衣服的小女孩在她的房子里走来走去。
But there is no girl wearing red dress in the house, so she must either see a ghost or an illusion.
但其实房子里没有这样一个小孩。他当时所以如果不是见的或者是见的是鬼或者是 幻觉
So once my wife and I visit her
有一次我们就去探访他
Because my grandmother-in-law was not a Christian I decided to write something similar to Chinese New Year writing
因为他还不是基督徒我就写了几个字有点就像过节的时候写的字
So I wrote like 4 words, you know, just like Chinese is four words to make a phrase. So I wrote, Jesus saves me. That's 4 words. And then I believe in Jesus.
我就写了四句的比较中国人习惯那种四句的话，耶稣救我，我信耶稣。
And then we posted that paper right next to her bed.
我们就把这张纸贴在她床前。
And after we left.My mother-in-law told us that every day, my grandmother-in-law would read the words on the wall out loud.
我们走离开以后呢，我的太太的妈妈就告诉我们，奶奶她每天都会大声地读这几个字。
And she no longer prayed to the female goddess of Buddha.
她在那以后再也不会向那个观音祈求了。
And she never mentioned seeing that.Girl in red dress again.
后来他也没有再见到这个穿红色衣服的小女孩了。
A few more years afterward, my grandmother-in-law became senile and needs intensive care.
几年之后，我的太太奶奶她就生活上不能自理了，需要很多的照顾。
So she was moved to the nursing home.
她就搬进了一个养老院。
She wasn't able to be able to recognize people anymore.
后来她就没有办法认出来看她的人是谁了。
So now one day, my wife, me, my mother-in-law, and my sister-in-law visit her.
有一天，我还有我太太还有太太的妈妈一起去看她。
And my mother-in-law read a note, like a note she wrote to my grandmother-in-law while she was lying on the bed.
我太太的妈妈就写了一封信，就想读给她听。
But my grandmother did not. I mean, my grandmother did not respond or look at her.
但我那个奶奶她没有回应，也没有也没看她。
And then next, my wife Sarah read her note.
然后我太太就大声读她写给奶奶的信。
And as my wife read her note.Grandma actually turned her head and looked at my wife as she read.
当她读的时候，奶奶就回头看她，而且她读什么，她就仔细的看着她。
My mother-in-law was surprised because she seemed to be listening very intently to what my wife is reading.
我太太的母亲很吃惊，因为看起来，奶奶好像很仔细的在听，读给她的是什么。
Now.Both the note my mother-in-law read and the note that my wife read, it both is about love for my grandma.
他们两个人写的信里边的内容呢，都是关于他们对于奶奶的爱的。
The only difference is that in my wife's note, because she's a Christian, she has added the love of God in her note.
他们两封信的唯一的区别是，因为我太太她是基督徒，她在写的时候加进了神的爱那一部分。
See, there is power in God's love, even if it's only written.
所以在神的话里真的有能力，哪怕他只是写下来的。
My grandmother passed away shortly after that visit.
在我们看过她之后的一段很短的时间，她就去世了。
We are confident that she believed Jesus and that Jesus saved her.
我们很确信她相信耶稣，耶稣也救了她。
She has gone to a new place that is far better than the old place down here.
她已经去到一个新的地方，比我们这个世界还要更好的地方。
My mother-in-law's faith in Jesus had grown ever since her mom passed away.
我太太的母亲，她的信心，自从她母亲过世以后，也更坚固了。
My mother-in-law had written many books over the years.
她这几年都写了好几本书。
Now last year, my mother-in-law got baptized.
去年我太太的母亲她就受洗了。
Of course, she accepted Jesus and got baptized.
她接受了耶稣就受了洗礼。
And now she has a new writing style.
现在她写东西的时候就不一样了，有一个新的文体。
You guess right. Now when she writes, she's going to put God into it.
大家可以看到她现在写什么都会把神放在那个写作。
And now God is in everything she writes.
现在她无论写什么神都在里面。
And this gives new meaning and new power to her writing.
这让她的写作有更新的意义和新的力量。
See, before we believe in Jesus, there was nothing new under the sun.
在我们相信耶稣之前，日光之下确实没有什么新鲜事。
We study hard, we graduate, we get a job, we get married, and we become old and die.
我们努力学习，努力毕业，找到工作，然后结婚，然后就变老了，然后就死了。
We sin last year, and we sin again next year.
我们去年犯罪，我们今年还会犯罪。
We fought last year, and we'll fight next year.
我们去年会争斗，我们今年还是会争斗。
We were depressed last year, and we are depressed next year.
我们去年很郁闷，今年也继续郁闷。
There is nothing new under the sun.
是日光之下没有什么新事。
But remember, Jesus has come.
但请记住，耶稣已经来过。
And Jesus did a new thing that the world has never seen.
耶稣在这世上做了一件新事。
He lived a sinless life, and he sacrificed himself as a sinner to save us from our sins.
他在世上过了，他的人生是没有犯罪的，也是因为他的无罪，他替所有的罪人赎了罪。
So he takes away our old dead end life, and give us a new eternal life.
他把我们过去那个像死胡同一样的生命。挪走，给我们一个永恒的永生。
Through him, we receive spiritual blessings and riches from heaven.
我们通过他可以领受很多属灵的从天上来的福气和财富。
In Christ, we have a new beginning, new self, and a new relationship.
在基督里，我们有一个新的开始，我们有新的我和新的关系。
Without Christ, there is nothing new under the sun.
没有基督，日光之下确实无新事。
But with Christ, all things have passed away, all things have become new.
但在基督里，旧事已过，一切都是新的了。
Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父
we thank you for your Son Jesus Christ who gave us new life.
我们感谢你，借着你的儿子给了我们新的生命。
We ask you to transform us by renewing our mind.
天父，我们祈求你来改变我们的心意，让我们的心意可以更新变化。
Give us a new self, new beginning.
给我们一个新我，一个新的开始。
You are the God of the new year. You're the God of the new day.
你是新年的主，你是今天新的一天的主。
May you walk with us each day of this coming new year.
祝你在新的一年里每一天与我们同行
so that we have no fear but have hope
让我们心里没有惧怕而是有盼望
we ask that you increase the love that is in our heart
我们求你可以增加我们里面的爱心
increase the love between husband and wife Increase the love between brothers and sisters. So that all people would know that we are Christian because of our love.
让周围的人可以知道我们彼此相爱，就知道我们是你的门徒。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
我们祷告奉耶稣的名， Amen.
Amen. 下面唱一首回应诗歌。
Next, we'll sing a response song.
自耶稣来住在我心中。
Since Jesus came into my heart.
可以翻开诗歌本419页，419首。
我生命已经有你奇妙的改变，是耶稣来住在我心，我和睦的亮光竟照耀。
第一次来到我们当中的新朋友，
Welcome those who come here for the first time.
请你们站起来自我介绍，让我们能够认识你们。
Please stand up and we would like to know you and you could.